This is the authoritative executive. Intelligence briefings for high leverage operators. I'm Adrian Cross, and today we're going to fix a silent leak in your operating system, undocumented decisions. You make dozens of meaningful calls every week. Hiring, pricing, which projects to kill, which opportunities to chase. And if I asked you 3 months from now, why did you choose option A instead of B, most of that reasoning will be gone. Not because you're careless, because memory is not a system.
You can probably feel that gap. You remember the outcome, maybe the meeting, but not the actual judgment. The trade-offs you saw at the time, the constraints that shaped the call, the risks you accepted on purpose, all of that just dissolves into calendar dust.
And that has a cost. If you don't capture your reasoning, you can't audit it, you can't improve it, and you can't reuse it. You're effectively starting from scratch with every big decision. That's the opposite of leverage.
The good news is you don't need a 10-page Amazon-style memo for every choice. You just need a tiny ritual that fits inside the real constraints of your day. Think 10 minutes, one page, one place. That's it.
Today's briefing is exactly that, the 10-minute decision memo. A simple structure you can run for almost any non-trivial choice. It's fast enough that you'll actually use it, and structured enough that your future self will thank you. Here's the model. 4 parts, 1 page. Context, options, criteria, call. That's your memo.
Context, options, criteria, call. You can almost hear the acronym wanting to happen, but let's not do that to people on their commute.
Resisting the acronym is probably the bravest thing we'll do today. Think of this as a decision snapshot. Not a novel, not a corporate artifact, just a clear, minimal snapshot of how you saw the world at the moment you made the call. That snapshot becomes knowledge capital you can actually reuse.
And the constraint matters. 10 minutes max. If this takes 30, it will die under the weight of your calendar. This memo is not extra work. It's just you moving the thinking you already do out of your head and into a repeatable format.
Let's walk the 4 parts. You'll see how each one serves a specific job, and how they add up to faster, sharper decisions, not more overhead. Step 1 is context. 2 sentences, and you're done. This is where you answer, what decision am I actually making, and why does it matter now?
Most executives skip this and jump straight into debating solutions. The result is fuzzy debates and ghost problems. Context forces you to pin the decision to reality, the situation, the stakes, and the constraints you can't wish away.
A simple pattern you can use. First sentence, define the decision in plain language. Second sentence, note the key constraints and stakes. For example, we need to decide whether to renew our current vendor contract for another year or run a new RFP. We're under budget pressure, have 3 weeks before the renewal date, and any switch risks short-term disruption for the sales team.
Notice what's happening there. You've defined the actual choice, the time pressure, the financial constraint, and the operational risk. You've pinned the conversation. No one should be arguing about what game you're playing.
2 traps to avoid with context. First, the essay. If you're writing more than 3 sentences, you're drifting into storytelling instead of decision-making. Second, vague stakes. If you can't say what's at risk in one line, money, time, reputation, momentum, you probably shouldn't be making the call yet.
If you feel yourself spinning, that's actually a signal. It means your mental model of the situation is still blurry. That's a great moment to pause and sharpen, not to push forward on autopilot.
Step 2. Options. This is where you list the real alternatives, not the fake ones.
Fake options are the ones you write down just to make it look like you're considering choices. The real decision is between A and slightly modified A, but you add B and C so the slide looks balanced.
In the memo, your job is simple. List 2 to 4 genuine options. For each, one line of upside, one line of downside. Plain language. No buzzwords. Continuing our vendor example, you might write, Option 1. Renew current vendor for 12 months. Upside. Zero disruption, minimal internal effort. Downside. Higher cost than alternatives locks us in for another year. Option 2. Run a fast RFP and consider switching. Upside. Potential 15 to 20% cost savings and better features. Downside, sales teams experience a 1 to 2 month adjustment period with some performance risk.
You're not trying to be exhaustive. You're trying to be honest. The power move here is writing down the downside you secretly hope won't happen. Once it's on the page, you can actually plan around it.
Again. Watch for failure modes. If you have 10 options, you don't have options. You have confusion. Collapse them into a few real, distinct paths. And if every option sounds suspiciously like a justification for what you already want to do, you're not exploring, you're decorating. Step 3 is criteria. This is where most people's decision quality rises or falls, usually silently.
Criteria are your decision rules. What has to be true for an option to be acceptable? What are you optimizing for? Speed, cost, resilience, learning, strategic positioning? These are different games.
In the memo, write 3 to 5 criteria max. For each, add a short phrase to clarify what it means in this context. For example, 1. Protect Q3 revenue stability. No more than a 5% hit to sales productivity. 2. Reduce vendor costs by at least 10% year over year. 3. Avoid adding permanent headcount to manage the transition.
What you're doing is making the trade-offs explicit. If you rank speed above cost, say it. If you're willing to take a short-term hit in performance for a long-term strategic advantage, say that too. The system reveals the truth when you put it in writing.
2 quick guardrails. 1. Don't retrofit criteria to justify a choice you've secretly already made. That's how you train yourself to feel rational while staying random. 2. Don't let the list sprawl. If you have 12 criteria, you have none. Step 4. The call. This is the actual decision, plus the why, plus a date to revisit.
This is where you stop circling and land the plane. You answer 3 questions. 1. What are we doing? 2. Why this option given our criteria? 3. When will we review whether this was the right bet?
In the memo, that might look like decision. Renew current vendor for 6 months instead of 12 while we run a limited RFP. Rationale. This protects Q3 revenue by avoiding a full switch under time pressure, while still creating a path to cost savings and better features. Review. Revisit this decision in 4 months after we've run the RFP and seen early data on alternative vendors.
That tiny review line is doing a lot of work. It frees you from having to be perfectly right today, and it gives your future self a timestamp to check. Given what we knew then, was this actually a good call?
So that's the core. Context. Options. Criteria. Call. 10 minutes. One page. Now, because this is the agentic executive, we should talk about where AI fits in and where it doesn't.
AI can be a great thinking partner here, as long as you keep it on a short leash. Its job is not to write a beautiful essay. Its job is to sharpen assumptions, stress test options, and clean up your memo without bloating it.
3 simple ways to use it. First, for context, you can paste a rough bullet list of the situation and ask, "Help me compress this into 2 concise sentences that make the decision and stakes explicit." You're using the model as a compression engine, not an imagination engine. Second, for options, you can say, "Given this decision, what are 3 realistic alternative paths I might be overlooking, and what are their main upsides and downsides?" Then you edit ruthlessly. If it gives you fluff or unrealistic paths, you cut.
The third use is on criteria and the call. Once you've drafted them, you can ask, "Where are my assumptions fragile? What important risk or trade-off have I not named directly?" You're asking AI to attack your thinking, not decorate it.
The failure mode here is predictable. You open an AI tool, it produces a long, polished memo, and suddenly, the thing that was supposed to take 10 minutes is a 1,500-word artifact no one will read, including you.
To avoid that, keep 2 hard constraints. 1, you draft first, the AI edits. 2, you always bring it back to a single, human-readable page. If it doesn't fit, it doesn't ship.
Let's zoom out for a moment and name the big failure modes with decision memos in general, with or without AI. First, over detail. You rewrite the history of the project, paste in charts, and suddenly this is a report, not a decision. Remember, the goal is to capture judgment, not document everything that ever happened.
Second, perfectionism. You treat the memo like a mini thesis that has to withstand courtroom scrutiny. That's a great way to make sure you never start. Embrace the idea that an 80% clear memo today beats a theoretical perfect one you never write.
Third, never revisiting the memos. If they only live in your downloads folder, you've built an archive of lost potential. The leverage comes from going back later and asking, "Given what I knew then, did my decision logic actually hold up?"
The antidote is simple. 1 decision, 1 memo, 1 place. Pick a single searchable location. Notion, a folder in your notes app, even a Google Drive. Tag by date and domain. Over a year, you'll have a living database of how you think.
This is how you quietly upgrade your strategic judgment. Not by reading 1 more framework, but by closing the loop on your own decisions. Clarity is leverage, but only if you capture it. So here's your action step, and it's deliberately small. Today, pick your next non-trivial decision. Before you make the call, take 10 minutes and write a 1-page memo with 4 headings: context, options, criteria, call. Use plain language. No more than 3 sentences under each heading. Then save it in a single, searchable place you'll actually use.
If you want to layer in AI, do it after you've drafted. Ask it to compress, to challenge, to clarify, not to take over. Precision drives agency, and this is a very precise ritual.
Run this a few times, and you'll start to feel the compound effect. Faster alignment with your team. Cleaner postmortems. Less second-guessing. More reusable judgment every week. If this briefing was useful, and you want more 10-minute systems for building durable executive leverage, hit subscribe in your podcast app so you don't miss the next episode. Make your next move count. Stay agentic.